Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. It is Tuesday, October the 24th, 2023. So glad to have you guys on this morning. Good morning, Pastor Tim, Jane, Ms. Simmons, Ann. Welcome, everybody. We are in Hebrews chapter 5 today. Hebrews chapter 5. As we round out this final week of October. I guess we have a couple of days next week, right? Because the 29th is Sunday, so week from today. One more full week of October. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope your week is starting off good. We are halfway through our, on Sundays, we're halfway through our series through Exodus now. We're in week four. So they'll lead us up to middle of November. Yeah. All right, let's do it, y'all. Let's jump into the Word of God. Exodus, or listen to me. See now, Exodus is on my brain now. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 5. See what the Lord has to say to us today. You know what we do? We read, we pray, we change the world. Let's do it. Let's do it. Every high priest is selected from among the people and is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God. Yeah. All right. So a high priest is a human being selected by the people, selected by God from among the people, and is appointed to represent the people to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. So that's basically what a priest does, right? Offers gifts and sacrifices for sins. Is the designated official to do those things. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Etta. Welcome. Got my brew, got my coffee in there. Fall blend is out at Starbucks right now. My favorite blend of the year is fall blend. I like it even better than Christmas blend. And it's out now. It's the most wonderful time of the year. So the high priest is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Verse 2, he is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. That's what a good priest did. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people. And no one takes this honor on himself, but he receives it when called by God, just as Aaron was. Aaron was of the line of priests, a Levite. So here the writer of Hebrews is just kind of laying out what it means to be a human high priest or human priest. What that high priest is, selected from among the people, offers gifts and sacrifices on behalf of the people to God for sin. He is himself a human being, a man, so he has weaknesses, and so he has to also offer sacrifice for his own sins. It's a honorable role. No one does this takes this honor on by themselves, but receives it from God, right? Verse 5. So here's the comparison, right? We're about to go into the comparison with Jesus now. Verse 5, in the same way, Christ did not take up on himself, take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, you are my son, today I have become your father. And he has said in another place, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. That's all, man. That is the phrase that, you know, scholars love to dig into. Like, what is the order of Melchizedek? Melchizedek is this righteous king, so kind of priest king, that kind of comes out of nowhere in the Old Testament. And I believe it was Abraham who offered sacrifices to Melchizedek, like, you know, offerings to Melchizedek, who offered them, you know, as a priest. And so he's this sort of curious person that just appears on the pages of Scripture. And some people think maybe he's like a Christ figure, like a foreshadowing of Christ in the Old Testament, because his name in Hebrew means righteous king, righteous royal one. Melech in Hebrew is king. Tzedek is righteous. Melech Tzedek. Melchizedek is a righteous king. And so so you have this coming together of this righteous priest, kingly thing that kind of converges, which is, of course, Jesus, who was both king, priest, prophet, all in one. And so he says, you are my son today, I have become your father. And he says another place, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. It's inspiring to observe the prayer life of Jesus, right? We can learn a lot just by observing the rhythms of prayer in Jesus' life. I don't know if I shared this on here, but when I was at that Billy Graham library a few weeks ago, I shared it with our staff, I know, but one of the things that was powerful is, you know, it was an interview with Greta Van Susteren for his last public interview. I think it was in 2010. You probably could look it up. It's probably online. I'm sure it's online. But he was asked, you know, did he regret anything? Is there anything he would have done differently? And hey, Debbie, glad you found it. Welcome. And she asked him, you know, is there anything over your ministry that you would have done different? And he was like, yeah, there is. I would have traveled less. He said, not necessarily mean the big crusades, you know, the big evangelistic crusades that he did, but all of the other little engagements, all the other little invitations to speak here and to speak there and to be at this event. You could imagine someone like Billy Graham, you're constantly being all over the world, being asked to come. And he said, I regret that. He said, and she says, what do you, and he said, and I wish I would have spent more time, telling Jesus how much I loved him. I wish I would have spent more time in prayer and study, just telling the Lord how much I loved him and how I looked forward to being with him forever. What? Wow. Wow. Just, you know, that closeness to God, just how much I long just to be with the Lord. And I think, you know, if Billy Graham's prayer life is inspiring, man, just think about what Jesus's prayer life must have been like, how inspiring it must have been to see the connection, the relationship, the ship, the intimacy Jesus must have had with the Father. as Hebrews says here, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Wow. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. He is the righteous king priest. Made perfect. Man, Jesus is our source, is the source of eternal salvation for everyone who obeys him, for all who obey him. He was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek, righteous king. He's God's appointed high priest who offers, who stands in the gap between us and God, right? He is, I think, Timothy, the letter to Timothy. There's one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Yes, he's a faithful high priest. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad we have a faithful high priest, a righteous high priest, a royal high priest, a high priest who offers gifts and sacrifices and petitions on our behalf and is without sin, who empathizes with all of our weaknesses, and is the perfect high priest in the order of Melchizedek, as it were, to stand in the presence of God on our behalf. And that's awesome. That's awesome. Welcome, everybody. Glad you guys are on today. Glad you found it. It's a little different finding it on YouTube than Facebook. So thank you for being persistent, hunting it down, tracking it down like a hound dog, you know. I know it's out there somewhere. I know it's out there somewhere. Got it. Found it. You found us. Here we are. Thanks for sharing it, by the way. That helps other people who are also on the hunt to also find it. Because not everyone is as astute at technology as you are, you know. So by sharing it, you're helping other people. And by liking it, press, just smashing that thumbs up button, smash it. Just... Verse 11. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. See, the Hebrews, the writer of the Hebrews is writing because the people in the community are starting to lose heart a little bit. They're beginning to wane in their devotion and commitment. At least some are. They're beginning to fall back, starting to wonder, what's the point? What's the big deal about Jesus? Is it really worth it? And the Hebrews, letter to Hebrews, is really all about Jesus is worth it. He's absolutely worth it. And so if you read the book of Hebrews with that lens, that the writer is showing how and why Jesus is worth it. He's worth everything. And so here he says, we have much more to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. You've lost your determination, your perseverance, your eagerness to learn. Man, I pray that we never lose that, any of us, our eagerness to learn, our spiritual fervor, our desire, our spiritual hunger, our desire to want to know more, our willingness to acknowledge that we don't know it all, that we're all still learning. And because of that, we're hungry to know more. We're hungry to seek God more. We're hungry to know more about him, to learn more of him. That spiritual eagerness has been waning in the folks that the writer is speaking to. We have much to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. Wow. Now, it's not bad to be taught the elementary teachings of God's word, right? It's not bad. I mean, we all need to be taught the elementary teachings of God's word, right? That's how you start. you learn the elementary teachings. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what a new person in their faith is supposed to be doing. That's what someone is supposed to be doing who's just discovered Christ. The catch here is, it's been long enough, right? We should be able to move past just rehearsing the elementary teachings of God's word over and over and over again. By now, you ought to be teaching others, passing it on to other people. But he says, but you, these folks in the Hebrew, the letter to the Hebrews, you have to be taught the elementary teachings of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk will be lactose intolerant. No, that's not what it says. If you are lactose intolerant, you can't even have milk. There's so many of those now, right? Lactose and gluten, lactose, like, man. I liked it when we just didn't know no better and we just ate stuff. Right? I just liked it when we didn't know any better and we just ate it. Like, and we just said, oh, that didn't sit right. That's all we said. It wasn't a diagnosis. It was just, man, that didn't sit right last night. That's it. No, now, I'm intolerant. I got this allergy. I don't know. Or you just didn't like it. Back in the day, I had an allergy. I don't like that. I just don't like it. And you didn't have to go any further. And the truth was, it wasn't that you didn't like the taste. You didn't like the way it made you feel. So you just said, I don't like bread. Okay. Now it's gluten. I love bread. I just have a gluten allergy. I just liked it back when you just flat out said you just didn't like it. Didn't like it. That was good enough. That's good enough. I mean, yeah, so many things now. I mean, so this church that the biblical writer is addressing, they should, he's saying, look, if anyone who lives on milk being still an infant is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. Righteousness, what's that? Right living. Like, we're still rehearsing who you are in Christ. We're still rehearsing what Jesus did for you on the cross. We're still rehearsing the divinity of Jesus, the uniqueness of Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God. We're still rehearsing these things over and over. You ought to be moving on to actually living out your faith. Come on. You know people like that. They're still rehearsing the same things over and over. It's like, man, you ought to be moving on and actually living the abundant life, the victorious life, the righteous life that God's called you to, but you just keep looping back around. We're still talking about the same thing. We're still in the same Bible study, going over these same things over and over and over. Verse 14. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. There you go. Man, that's what we want to be. We want to be those who are mature, who by constant use, that is, that we apply what God teaches us so that we can distinguish between good and evil, and we become good at it. How about that? Praise God. You and I, we can become good at distinguishing between good and evil. By what we're doing this morning, by filling our brains, our minds, our thoughts with the Word of God, by just letting it simmer and thinking about it and pondering the Word of God, we actually can become good at discerning good and evil. We can we get smarter. We get more mature. Yeah, because why? Because the Word of God is effective at training in righteousness so that the man or woman of God can be thoroughly equipped for every good work. It's 2 Timothy 3:16, right? Yeah. That's awesome. So, hey, let's just continue to grow. Let's continue to apply what we learn, getting more and more mature. And the promise is that we're going to get better at discerning good and evil. And I bet you already are seeing that in your life. You're already getting better at it. Amen? You're already being able to see better what's good and evil because your mind is seeing according to God's word, according to God's perspective, according to what God loves, what God finds as pure and holy and good. That's a worthwhile endeavor, isn't it? To fill our minds with what is good and holy, and begin to think more and more. Not begin to, but continue to think more and more like God thinks, consistent with His Word. Yeah, that's awesome. Let's do that today. Let's walk in step with the Holy Spirit. Let's apply what we've learned. Let's be thankful to Jesus that He is our faithful High Priest in the order of Melchizedek, the righteous King, who is perfect, who is the perfect one to offer sacrifice for us. And as we know, and Hebrews will tell us later, as we'll get to it, he will offer Himself as a sacrifice, not only as High Priest, but as the sacrifice. He's like the whole deal. He's the house. He's the temple. He's the High Priest. He's the covenant, and He's the sacrifice. Jesus is all in all. He did the whole thing. The whole kit and caboodle. I'm not sure what that means. I've looked it up before. I forgot what it is. The whole kit and caboodle. It's interesting to look up some of those euphemisms that we use. Like, where'd they come from? But Jesus was that. He was all of that and more. Praise His name. All right, you guys, thanks for being on today. Let's wrap it up in prayer. Lord, thank You so much for Your goodness and Your kindness to us. Thank You that You are the faithful High Priest. Jesus, thank You for Your forgiveness and Your righteousness. Thank You for empathizing with our weaknesses. Thank You for teaching us the elementary teachings of the faith. And Lord, today we take what we've learned, and we determine to walk in it today, to see things the way You see, to walk in maturity, to walk in righteousness today. Lord, may You bless my friends. May You encourage them and strengthen them. May You pour out abundance on their hearts and minds today. May they sense Your presence and Your peace. And God, if there's anyone who needs a special measure of Your grace today, maybe they're struggling with something or discouraged about something or filled with anxiety about something, Lord, I pray for deliverance and freedom and peace for each and every person today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Thank you so much for being on today. Tomorrow we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow with Hebrews chapter 6. Thank you for taking the time to spend in the Word of God. You guys are awesome. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing it. Really appreciate that. And you guys are what makes this worth it. So you guys are awesome. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.